can rewind it. You can rewind it. You can
rewind it. Rewind.
You can rewind it. You can rewind it.
We gon' take it back to the future, over the top. E.T. Gremlins, RoboCop. Bring it back a couple minutes to when I was 10. Dusting off my favorite movies, gonna watch them again. Then VHS, yeah, we'll give it a crack. Do they hold up? Are they totally whack? Brock and Alexa, give it a play. Tell you to rewind it, throw it away.
Hello and welcome to You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. This is the show where we watch our favorite movies from our childhood. Then we discuss, dissect, and decide, do we still like them, and would we rewind them and watch them again? I am Alexa.
I am Brock.
And today we have special... I say they're all special. They're all special.
This is a Thanksgiving special movie.
Okay, Thanksgiving special.
1995, rated PG-13, Home for the Holidays. Now, this is not a movie I had ever seen before.
I'm going to say I had never seen it either. You know what made me want to do this movie?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's right. How'd you know that?
Just because it's the only other Thanksgiving movie I know of.
So right after we recorded that podcast last year, which is a great movie and podcast, check it out. There was another podcast that did both these movies at the same time, and they were hating on Planes, Trains.
That blows my mind.
But they love this movie.
Okay.
So, anyway, to me, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion, of course, but to me, it's going to be hard to compare these two because they're totally different movies.
I mean, they're both comedies, but yeah, way different comedies.
Mm-hmm. So, that being said,
that's a synopsis.
What I was thinking of.
After losing her job, making out with her soon-to-be former boss, and finding out that her daughter plans to spend Thanksgiving with her boyfriend, Claudia Larson faces spending the holiday with her family. Okay.
Mm.
The thing about this movie is it's got a really impressive cast. And, you know, I actually did the kind of research before the movie, before we saw it, and I was shocked. Like, how did I not see this movie? It's got the main lady, Claudia, played by Holly Hunter, who's in The Big Sick, which I saw in theaters with my love. And then Raising Arizona, Broadcast News, The Piano, Holly Hunter, you know.
You left out one of my favorite movies.
What's that, babe?
Always.
I totally forgot about that. Yes, I did.
Yes, with Richard Dreyfuss. Smoke, it's in your eyes. So romantic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So, Claudia is going back home for Thanksgiving to her parents' house for a big family get-together. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Before this all goes
down. Just immediate family, kind of. Oh, and an aunt.
Yes, and an aunt.
Okay.
But right before she gets to go on this trip, I'm saying like the day before, day of. It was the day of because she's like, I'm having a bad day.
Mm.
She gets fired from her dream job. Well, I guess not dream job. Her dream job is an artist. But like a very, like she loves her job now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's basically like a famous painting restoration artist.
Yeah, I thought in the beginning she was making an eggnog.
I did too. Okay, I did not get the whole, okay.
But then she wasn't, no.
Found that odd too. So they've lost their grant. She's lost her job. She freaks out and starts making out with her boss who looked like the dad from Alf.
Oh, yeah, he did kind of.
I don't think he was, but that's what it reminded me of. Which, you know, she stops and it's just total humiliation. Then she's got to now turn and go see her insane family for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
On the way to the airport, her daughter, who's driving, who her daughter is Claire Danes, okay?
Very young Claire Danes.
Very young. Her name is Kit in the movie, and she was in My So-Called Life, Romeo and Juliet, The Little Women.
She's on that big show, Homeland.
Okay, yeah, I've never seen that show.
Me either.
She's, you know, basically taken to the airport, and she's like, oh, by the way, here's the number. We're having Thanksgiving with her boyfriend, his family. And the mom's like, wait, are you sure? You know, are the girls still spending the night at our house? You know, everything's good. Don't worry, Ma. Oh, yeah, by the way, this weekend, I decided we're going to do it. I'm going to give up my virginity. Mom, you told me to be honest with you, be ready, and I'm ready, and I've thought it out, and I'm being honest with you.
Like, yeah, way to drop a bomb on someone when they're going to the airport.
So, it's already starting off on a pretty sour note.
Why did she make out with a guy when she got fired?
I don't know. I found that odd.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed... strange. I don't know, was she just emotional?
Yeah, I think that's what it was, actually.
And then he was so emotional that he went for it, too? Like, all right.
I guess so. The whole... And me and you... we both were not a fan of the music in the beginning, opening music, and it was a very long opening.
Very long opening, and the name of that song.
Oh, I just looked it up, too. It's like,
anyway, it's a song by the Rusted Roots. It's just not my kind of music,
evil,
I guess.
Evil something.
Evil Ways.
Evil, yeah, something.
But just not a good start to the movie for me.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to her family's hometown. Did they say where it was?
Oh, no. I know she was from Chicago, though.
Yeah, right. But... or St. Louis is what. Oh, are you in St. Louis now?
She talks on the phone on the plane back when they used to have the phones.
Okay, yes. If you remember when I was younger, that was the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to use the phone on the plane. It was in the headrest.
Yeah.
The person in front of you. Be like, I want to use that. But I remember... you know, the first flight that I took, my parents were like telling me, like, oh, that costs like $100 a minute. You can't do it. So yeah. It was always like, oh, you don't touch that phone.
You're just going to call someone and be like, hey, I'm on the plane.
That's what I did with my dad's car phone back in the day.
And how annoying. I'm glad people can't make calls on the plane. Can you imagine how annoying that could get?
No, I totally agree. The way it is now, where you can go airplane mode and just... That's great.
It's bad enough that you've got, like, people before the plane takes off just so loud. It's like, people have no concept that they are on a plane. Like, they don't even try to talk quiet. Oh, no.
Hey, yeah, we landed. Yeah, I'll be out in about 20 minutes. What's going on?
Yeah, in fact...
I got time. You want to talk?
This last time when we were flying home, remember there was that lady that came to the gate? And she had her grandkid, like, on speakerphone.
Yes.
And she was, like, yelling. The kid, you could hear their entire... Everyone at the gate could hear their entire conversation.
And it was lame jokes and laughing. And...
now, this was back in the day where the parents could come all the way to the gate. Like, you opt out of the plane.
I thought that was so cool. When my dad would fly out on business, we would walk him to the gate. And then when he would arrive, we'd be standing. As he came off the plane, off the little ramp, we were all waiting, and now we gotta wait at the main unit.
Yeah.
She's gonna meet her family, and you're gonna meet her family here. You got her parents, which I want to know what you think of these people. Henry Larson, and I think it's Adele. Adele Larson. Adele is played by Anne Bancroft, who was in The Graduate, and Love Potion number 9. And Henry Larson was played by Charles Durning. He was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Dick Tracy, and Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Okay.
Great movie. I've never seen it. I have no idea. What did you think of her parents?
Quirky.
But then I love their playful banter
yeah.
and
their,
like, it was very, you could see them as a couple.
Right,
they're
definitely
dancing together, and he's like, come here, beautiful, and she's like, oh,
that
laughing.
Was sweet when they danced together. I liked that.
I did too.
I just think it's sweet when couples dance.
Well, no, and it's a simpler time. Like, the generation before, our grandparents are possibly slightly older. That was entertainment. They would dance in the living room together, the radio, and I thought, or to the record player, I was like, that is so cool, so simple.
Yeah, no, I think when she's at her parents' house, I took this down on my notes. It's like, that's how it is at the parents' house. You just go with it.
You have to.
Like, there's all kinds of craziness, and you just go along with it, because you're like, yep, that's what it's like here. Like,
okay, you're leaving a dynamic where you are the boss. And then you go to your parents' house, and for some reason, I'm kind of the kid again. That's odd, right? It's like, no, now I got to make sure, you know. Okay, Ma, no problem, Dad. Like, I'm trying to be the...
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, and whenever you're with your, let's say you're with your parents or your parents on a trip or whatever, it's like, it's kind of like, in a way, having your kids around because you got to help them with stuff and everything, but yet you can't boss them around, so it's like harder.
Yes.
It's harder. And
try getting a man to get in a wheelchair when he just refuses to be in a wheelchair at Disney World for 5 days.
Mm-hmm. So
I pushed an empty wheelchair around Disney World.
I just think that's, I mean, when you, I just think that when you're at their house, like, that's how it is. And neither one of us get to go home to our childhood homes.
No.
My dad was in the military. Your parents don't live in their house anymore. So I think there would be something very cool about going back and being in your old room or being in the same house. I think there's something neat about that.
Yeah, except for the house I grew up in was tiny, and that would have sucked.
Yeah, something special about it, though.
But also in the family, you got the sibling, Tommy Larson, played by Robert Downey Jr. from Weird Science, Back to School, Chaplin, and of course Iron Man.
He's a weird dude.
Okay, so he publicly admitted to using heroin during the filming.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I was asking if he was...
You did. You were like, is he on something? Like, okay, that's the thing. I do not know how much is... Robert Downey Jr. is a great actor. Look how he plays this guy. Or am I just truly watching a dude strung out on heroin just going crazy?
Yeah, the character was actually just supposed to be a regular dude. He made him a crazy guy.
Yeah.
I guess it's possible.
He's actually an accountant. Why are you playing him like a drug addict?
A drug head.
A drug head. That's a new thing. Okay. So, what did you think? Because she has another sibling, and that's Joanne Wedman.
Okay.
Okay, Cynthia Stevenson from...
Just put me on the spot.
Forget Paris.
Yes, Forget Paris.
One of your favorite movies.
I forgot
movies.
Forget Paris. Yes, I love Forget Paris if you haven't seen it. It's a great movie. Billy Crystal.
Okay.
It's really cool. The way that it's told and shot is...
Okay, look, like that's a woman telling you that. Here's a man telling you. It's an amazing movie. Funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
amazing.
I like it.
Go watch it. So, she has the two siblings. She's definitely closer to Robert Downey Jr.'s character, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God, he would drive me insane. Mm-hmm. Like, taking pictures of me. Because when he sees her, he jumps and rips her sheet down and starts taking Polaroids of her.
Good old Polaroids.
And it's like, why is she, oh, he's so great. He takes pictures of her in the shower. And it's like, what is going on? Like, are you okay with
this?
Let's
just be a brother-sister dynamic. And neither one of us know what that's like, because we don't have a sister, you have a brother, so neither one of us know what that's like.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tommy, Robert Downey Jr., brings a guest, which is Leo Fish, played by Dylan McDermott.
Yep.
From The Practice and The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I just love The Practice.
That's where I know him from.
I used to love that show so much.
That was a show that I watched early on in our marriage that I really didn't care for, but I would watch it for you. I could sit with you and...
So you say.
After a soccer game, eating Wendy's in our apartment.
You look like you were enjoying it. Just saying.
Maybe sometimes. Okay, so Leo Fish. Okay, so you find out Tommy...
His name is Leo Fish.
Leo Fish. You find out Tommy is gay.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be some problems with his boyfriend, Jack, I think it was.
Yeah, no one knows what's going on
with Jack. Yeah, like, what's going on with Jack and Tommy? Jack and Tommy, yeah. And why is Leo Fish here? But, of course, Claudia's going to develop feelings, and you find out kind of a big stunner later. But Leo Fish is not gay. He is into Claudia. He, I guess, has a crush on her. Then you have the sister Joanne, her husband, Walter Wedman, which is played by...
The Goot.
The Goot. Okay. This almost gave this movie a non-rewind immediately.
This is not the Goot I know.
No. I don't like the depressed Goot. Are you serious?
Steve Guttenberg is not...
Oh my gosh.
This is a weird part for him.
Steve Guttenberg, 3 Men and a Baby, Police Academy, Short Circuit, Cocoon. Steve Guttenberg is funny. He's goofy. Not in this movie. He's like some type of business professional that wants to talk politics, it seems like, at Thanksgiving.
And he's trying to protect his wife because he knows this is a
situation. It's always an odd situation when your wife and her family are having issues because you're not really supposed to step in, but you're always watching to make sure
they don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's always an odd situation for you.
So in fairness to the Goot, he just didn't go in with a very good attitude. Like, why'd they even go? They should have just had Thanksgiving on their own.
Well, see, that's kind of the funny thing. No one really wants to be there. Mm-mm. Tommy wasn't even going.
Right.
He just showed up.
In the beginning, she thought he wasn't going to be there.
Right. So she left that long voicemail about, like, everything that had happened. Like, got fired. I made out with my boss. My daughter's going to sleep with her boyfriend.
I want to say something about a part in the movie that I took note of. Something I can relate to. So, at one point, you see the dad.
Yes.
Eating the pie.
Okay, sticking his fingers in the pie?
Yeah, and he's, like, eating. So, one time, when I was in high school, there was this pecan pie, and it was in the freezer out in the garage. And one day, I decided I really wanted some of that pecan pie, but I didn't want my parents to know that I was going to get pecan pie. So, I lifted up the pecans, and I actually ate some of the inside of the pie. Okay. So this, like, continued for a long time, like, where I would go out and I would eat underneath the crust, because the pecan pie, like, has this really thick crust on the top of pecans and sugar, and the more I ate of it, the more I was like, I got to the point where there's no way I was going to be able to pull this off. There's no
turning back.
Somebody was going to see when they cut it that pie that there was no middle to the pie. And so I ended up throwing it in the trash because I had to cover up my, you know, crime, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know. So I threw it away, right? And then, of course, I thought, well, maybe they just won't know that they had the pie. You know, so then all of a sudden I was like, where's my pecan pie? Where's my pie? Like, questioning, and I started getting questioned about the pie. And then finally I had to say that I ate the pie. And I didn't want to tell them what they did, but they were like, the whole pie? You ate the whole pie? And for years, I think they still think I ate the whole pie, even though since
like in one sitting?
I don't know, but I told them that what happened. I don't think they believe me, but when the dad started lifting up the pie and eating and sticking his finger in, I was like, oh, I've done it. And I haven't, like, lived it down since.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's pretty clever. So, actually, no. Stupid.
I think it's hilarious. So, the last invitee, besides the kids that don't really play a role in the movie, is Aunt Gladys, played by Geraldine Chaplin. This is Charlie Chaplin's daughter, and she was in the movie Chaplin with Robert Downey Jr. Okay, the introduction to Gladys is genius. She's got 210 plants. She's walking around with a paint spray bottle, spraying water all of her plants. Gets in the car with Tommy, Leo Fish, and Claudia, and Aunt Gladys rips one.
Rips two.
Yeah, actually, he does rip two. She rips one, and then Leo Fish says, "Aunt Claudia, like, was that you?" And she kind of nods towards Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Gladys's face as she just lets loose another one. She's like, how fast can you get us there? Like the wind.
And then he just peels out.
But when she gets out of the car, she gives the best crotch shot for like her white bloomers underneath. Like,
yeah, she got like a girdle or something.
Whatever that was. And Tom even tells Claudia, like, she just gave me a crotch shot.
And she keeps giving everyone lamps.
Okay. I thought that was the same lamp.
Was that the
same lamp? I thought she just kept re-gifting the lamp.
Oh, the one she said she won on Price is Right.
Yes, I thought it was a re-gift.
What did you think of her as a character?
Aunt Gladys?
Yes.
I mean, she's
starting to lose her mind, I guess.
She lives alone. She's not a cat lady, she's a plant lady.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out her dream was to be with the father.
Hmm.
Which we'll get to at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, in the middle of dinner. Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a lot of tension in the family. I'll be honest with you, the Goots family brings most of the tension, along with Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah, they might have had a decent Thanksgiving without...
that family showing up?
Yeah, without the sister and her and the kids.
But you see her sister, and again, something I found interesting in this movie is I see a lot of very real family dynamics happening in this movie. The sister is like, she thinks she has to do everything. Like, I've got to do this, I got to do this, and who's going to do this? And, you know...
Yeah, well, she even says, I can't do everything. And then
Claudia's like, no one asked you to.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. I wrote that down.
But I know so many adult children who, yeah, they see that. That's their role with their parents. Like, I got to do this and I got to do that. Mm-hmm. Do you?
Well, you kind of feel for her because the other two siblings aren't around. So she's got the responsibility of the parents.
Oh, yeah.
Just her, and so I think maybe she's resentful that they come in town, they spend a few days, and then they're out again, and she's still there.
I gotta pick up the pieces of everything. No, and you know, because you're always there, you're the one that they're not, you're the one they're least excited to see on that holiday. They're happy to see the ones from out of town.
That's true. The ones they don't see very often.
So you're like, oh, I don't get any credit either. Look, you give love to everybody else.
So she came in a little bitter.
The whole family came in bitter.
They did an interesting job saying the blessing first.
Oh, my gosh.
Aunt Gladys is singing the blessing song.
I have never sang a blessing in my life. No.
And she changes the key in the middle of it. And they curse during their
I've never cussed in a prayer either. I never complained about the economy or I never talked to someone else during the prayer.
I mean, all this drama goes down.
Okay,
during the dinner, it's like I've never seen that much drama in a Thanksgiving dinner, but maybe we're just too busy stuffing our faces. That we don't even like
no one can talk at drama. That point.
Everyone's just eating.
And how do you get angry with a belly full of turkey?
Well, okay. When they were doing the turkey carving, I was so thinking that something bad was going to happen.
Thank you.
And I thought someone was going to get stabbed.
I thought someone's cut their finger.
Yes. And I was like dreading that the entire time. Like, oh gosh, he's going to cut himself. He's going to cut someone else. Knife's going to go flying. Like something nuts is about to happen.
Those were not carving knives.
Oh, and they weren't sharp.
They weren't
they
sharp.
They borrowed those from your mother.
Oh, my God. My mom cuts potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
She peels them and then takes her knife and peels them, or she chops them in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Her knife is so dull.
Yeah. There's no duller knives than her at your mother's house.
No, now that she has to use newer knives, and I'm talking that knife she had for probably 40 years and never sharpened once.
No.
But when she got new knives, she had to learn how to use a cutting board.
It was
because
it was
everything was chopped in her hand.
It was freaking me out.
You knew, because they're like trying to dig into the turkey and it's not cutting. And I'm like, you're not using carving knives. Like, you need, something bad's about to happen. Or is the turkey frozen?
And
like,
then
what's
it was
happening?
Nasty because it was like raw and.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't it raw? It looks.
It didn't look right. How's that?
Yeah.
But then the drama of the movie unfolds.
The drama with Aunt Gladys is the first drama, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Aunt Gladys just goes... And Aunt Gladys is tipsy. Let's just be honest.
That doesn't help, does it?
No. No. She's
Maybe
got,
that's our problem. We don't get drunk during Thanksgiving dinner.
So we don't get the loose lips from liquor.
Yeah, we don't get to fight with each other.
Hey, we start a new tradition.
This year.
Here we go. So Aunt Gladys gets up and makes this speech about how the dad, Henry... is the greatest thing on two legs.
Mm-hmm.
And how she just went the first time she saw him. But as she starts speaking, you realize, she's into Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And she says the greatest night of her life was Christmas Eve when he gave her a kiss, which was a very innocent kiss. She felt his mustache and it was the greatest, like, oh my gosh. Mm. She is in love with Henry. And at the very end, she says... he made all my dreams come true for her.
Yeah. That was wild.
And then she goes in for the kiss of Henry, which is... I'm just thinking... okay. We've had drama in so many ways in holiday stuff, nothing. Mm-mm. Like, that would
be
so insane.
And then you had the turkey.
Okay.
Turkey incident.
So as he's trying to cut the turkey with a bad knife, the turkey just shoots off the plate and hits the sister in the boob where the turkey was nursing.
Yeah, and
And she starts screaming and crying, so... Who was trying to help?
Leo. I thought it was...
Was it Leo?
Leo Fish and Claudia.
I know it's Claudia. But they go to pick the turkey up, and of course they tip it.
They go over her head with it.
Yeah, they're going over... Jumps. Why would they go over her head, by the way? That was the worst option possible. Just put it back on the table.
And of course it just dumps.
It dumps all the turkey liquid all over her head. She's screaming.
The kids... You ruined my mom.
You ruined my mom. Oh my gosh. And she is livid. And that leads to her revealing that Tommy's married. Didn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's secrets.
It sounded like she was angry because she was embarrassed. I couldn't figure out, is she embarrassed that Tommy's gay and married? Or is she embarrassed that she wasn't invited? She wasn't included.
I'm not sure, and here's the thing. We tried to turn on the subtitles in this movie. Oh my gosh. Because a lot of stuff was going by us.
Well, we had subtitles, only if we spoke Spanish or French.
Yeah, but they only had foreign subtitles for this for some reason.
We can't get English subtitles.
I know, and it stinks because I feel like we missed a lot going, what'd they say?
But then Tommy reveals that he did hear the phone message. And he's like, y'all want to hear Claudia's story? And Claudia's like, do it. Do it, Tommy. He reveals all of Claudia's damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mother just takes off and goes into the pantry to smoke. Coolest hideaway pantry because it's wallpapered.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was so retro looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's like, oh, everything's great. All my kids are miserable and everyone hates me. And, it was like...
Yeah. That's not the way you want your holiday to go.
No, but it happens probably more often than it should. So now we go to flag football.
Or touch football.
Touch football. It was touch. Two-hand touch. I felt like Tommy was a little too aggressive with the goot. And then Tommy is so...
He likes to push the buttons, though.
Well, he's bouncing around, in his face. And again, I'm not sure if...
He cheated or something.
I'm not sure if Robert Downey Jr. was just doing a phenomenal acting job or if it was the heroin. But, the goot loses it. Starts a fight. It was the lamest fight, too.
Except for he ends up punching Leo Fish, who's trying to break him up. And then he's like, you made me hit my friend.
You made me hit my friend. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So they leave.
Yep. So the family storms out.
Mm-hmm.
So that family's gone. Now that everyone can, which it did kind of start getting back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
She sees her dad watching the old, video footage. Reel-to-reel video footage of their Christmases. It was touching.
Yeah.
Because you have those moments after holiday, especially after something gets bad and when you're on kind of the upswing, when things are getting better and better. You just tend to be want to be more nostalgic for family when you're away from them.
Yeah, that was a good part. I think the part where she goes to take leftovers to her sister's house.
Okay, so... That's when Leo Fish reveals, I came here for you. I'm into you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not gay.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
Well, I thought he was gay.
Well, because they didn't explain anything.
I thought he was
anything.
His new boyfriend.
Yeah, what was wrong with Jack? I didn't understand what was wrong with Jack. So I didn't understand that. But then they revealed, explained everything. He's there for her. And he reveals that he saw a picture. Tommy showed him a picture and he just knew he wanted to be with her.
Mm.
She's runs back into the house when he's delivering the leftovers, and she's like, was it a nude? No, that's when he's getting coffee, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's when he's getting coffee. She runs in and says, was it a nude? And he's like, yeah. Okay, so the whole time I thought Leo Fish was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When they took Aunt Gladys home, how he was like, you should meet my aunt, or whoever it was. Mm-hmm. I just thought, oh, he's a great guy. He's got everything going for him. Now I'm like... All right, he's a little sleazy. He saw a nude picture and was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then it gets worse because he's begging her. But what he's begging her for is a one-night stand, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a chance. She's like, yeah, but you got to leave tomorrow morning at 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yes, but you know you want to. It's like, dude, you're just trying to talk into a one-night stand, a little romp in the hay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just seems even more slimier. But then he walked away. He didn't...
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't pursue it. He walked away, and I'm like, I don't know how to feel about this guy. First, I thought he was gay and with Tommy. Then I thought he was just gay. No, now I know he's into Claudia, which is a great thing, until I find out it's because he's a sleazeball looking at nude pics. And then some more redeeming value comes back in the end.
It was all over the place for you.
Yes. I didn't know what to think about that character. Leo Fish. And you can't call him Leo. Mm-hmm. You have to call him Leo Fish. Yeah, the
description was Leo Fish. when she goes to her sister's house. And she's giving her the leftovers. And she tries to have a conversation with her while she's on the Stairmaster.
She tries to settle things down.
She gets a lot of pushback from the sister.
Yeah. And it doesn't end well.
No.
Which I absolutely loved. Because I don't want it all wrapped up nicely like the Hallmark Channel. It's nice when you walk away going, because she's like, you know, I love you. We're family. What can you do? Mm-hmm. You know?
But she's like, but she tells her, like, if I like just met you
in the crowd and got your phone number, I would throw it away.
Right. So she's pretty harsh.
And again, you see this family and you're like, this is one miserable family.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite lines when she leaves the house was, who are these people?
Wrong movie.
No, she says, who are these people? Where did I come from?
Don't you feel that way?
So true. I was like, yep.
Sitting at the table thinking,
how many times have I said that?
How am I related to these people?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you just feel like you're not the same. You're so different than your family. And maybe our kids will feel the same way. Like, who are these people?
Oh, I'm sure.
So it's just kind of, it was just really good. But it was sweet, like you said, when he was watching the old movies and he tells the story of when they were kids. And that was a touching part.
Well, and the cool thing is, the ending means that...
Yeah, explain the ending.
If they do the... Well, the whole thing, though, is if they do it again a year from now, they're probably going to have the same issues. It wasn't all wrapped up nicely. It ended like reality, where you don't get over a fight in an hour and a half. You're going to carry feelings of anger at your family at times. It just was very real to life at the end. But then they show clips of kind of like, you know, what's happening with like Claudia and her daughter, you know, hanging out. And then you see the Goot and Joanne, their family. And their family is loving life and they're playing with each other and they're like running around with Nerf guns. And you're like, oh, they're good people. Mm-hmm. They're great. And she even said early in the movie to her mom, when she's like, oh, Joanne's such a pain in my ass. And she's like, Joanne's a saint. And her mom's like, ugh, yeah, whatever. You see that, no, they were miserable because they were spending Thanksgiving where they did not want to be, and they went into it with a bad attitude. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to go well. But this was just a single holiday weekend, whatever. And everyone's back to their normal lives. So how you saw them there is not who they are.
Mm.
Robert Downey Jr. and all his craziness, when he's with his husband and his friends or whatever, he's way more tame and more down to earth and not like a heroin addict.
Yeah, it seemed like it. It seemed like it.
It just was a great ending, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good ending.
So, Alexa, this movie, the budget,
$20
million.
Okay.
How do you think it did?
I don't think it did that great, because I don't know very many people talking about this movie. And I didn't see it either.
The U.S. gross was 17.5 mil.
So they would consider that not a success, I would think.
I don't know.
Would you say the budget was?
20 million.
So they didn't make their money back?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah.
The movie wraps up with she's getting on a plane to fly home. And guess who's on the plane?
Guess who shows up with the lamp?
With the lamp is Leo Fish.
Right. That was funny.
I thought that was a great, cute ending. But I kind of like to know where that story was going to go, because they live in different places. Like, how is that going to work? And it basically says, like, I got a flight leaving in basically like 4 hours. So we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah. That's what I got from it. I was kind of confused, honestly, what he was saying, but you're right. I think that's what was said.
There's a lot going on in this movie, and it is a comedy. Like when she first gets to her parents' house, her mother says, "You should see your dad's organ. He can't keep his hands off of it." I'm like, "Oh my gosh." So Lex, you ready to wrap this up?
Yep, I'm ready.
Would you like to go first? Actually, why don't I go first? Because I think I went last time. But I think I've shown my card slightly.
Oh, okay.
So this movie is very interesting. There's a lot going on. There are things that are going to really place it in the 90s, like the phone on the plane or the phone booths. Mm-hmm. Or the cord getting wrapped around people's heads when someone's walking around the dining room table with the phone. But if you just look past that. It's a movie from the 90s. The storyline, I feel like, is so real to life, and certain things are so relatable. But hopefully, God forbid, that never happens to anyone in one weekend. But it was funny. It was, again, huge list of actors. Very talented casting. Like, wow. Great movie. Loved it. I actually want to watch it again because I feel like there's more to the story that I probably didn't pick up on the first time. So this might become a yearly Thanksgiving movie for me.
Wow, you liked it that much?
I did. I talked about it at work today. It's a rewind.
Have people seen it?
No, no one has seen it. Oh, no one's heard of it. Actually, a few people said they've heard of it, and they were like, "Is that guy Holly Hunter?" And I'm like, "Yep, that's it." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "No, never seen it."
I like Holly Hunter.
I do too.
I feel like I wish I knew more of what was going on in this movie, because I feel like I missed a bunch. This one's kind of hard, but I do think that I would tell people to watch it if they hadn't seen it. I'm trying to think if I would watch it again, but now knowing that you want to watch it again every year, then I would think I probably will watch it again.
I don't think you have a choice.
So there goes that idea. I wouldn't mind watching it to see, like I said, what I missed, but I feel like I liked it enough to give it a rewind. Maybe I'm just in a good mood, ready for Thanksgiving.
Boom, double rewind.
Yeah. All right, well, there you have it. Double rewind for Home for the Holidays. And, of course, we want to wish everyone a happy
Thanksgiving.
You can check out our social media. You can rewind it on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Twitter, you can rewind it. Instagram, you can rewind it. And we have an email. You can rewind it at gmail.com. And as always, remember, just because you can rewind it doesn't mean you should.
Thanks for listening. We all got food poisoning from the turkey my brother made. And everyone gets sick, including my parents. They flew to Branson, Missouri to see Andy Williams. That was like my mom's dream. And they didn't leave the hotel room. Didn't see Andy Williams. He dies like a month later. I didn't mean to laugh at Andy Williams' death. Sorry. Laughing at my mom's misfortune. I guess it's really more misfortunate for Andy.
Rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. Rewind. Rewind it. You can rewind it. 4, 3, 2.